Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you'll bring healing to my people spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Maxine. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be like a overwhelming spurt of energy, God is saying. I'm hearing God say that it's important for you to get more exercise, take in more water, eat more fruits and vegetables. God says that he wants you to spend more time with him in meditation. I'm hearing God say that there's a power that's going to be revealed unto you. God says that there's going to be much influence you're going to have in the season. You're going to see where you have much favor. And God says that things are going to become much easier for you in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Maxine. I just hear the word of the Lord saying that this is a time that he is removing the clutter. He's bringing forth a great clarity in you. And God said this is a time that he is removing those things that are not necessary in your life, be it wrong relationships or wrong connections or things of the past. God says he's sweeping them away, sweeping them out of your life. And God says you're going to let them rest and be where they are in the past. And you're going to move forward with great clarity and with great relief. God says you're going to elevate as you discard the old and walk into the new. And you will go to the max, as in your name, Maxine. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Maxine. Well, I heard the word of the Lord for you. You are in travail in this season. You are birthing some things in the season. I know not whether it's in the natural or the spiritual, but you will be bringing forth even in revelation. This is also a time that God deals with your health. It's important to get rest and to your feet is up, and I see you relaxing, and I see you're drinking more water in this season. But God is even doing a work in your body. There's some stuff about detoxing, cleaning out your system. But all is well, saith the Spirit of Truth, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Maxine. I hear the word of the Lord stay in favor in the area of technology and computers. But Father God says there's going to be a blessing in the area of technology. Father God says don't share your ideas with everyone. Father God says, begin to move forward. And I hear Father God saying, pack the boxes for the move. Father God says, fix up the home in this season for the move. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. Thank you for the receipt of $41.44, Maxine. Thank you for the seed. I will make a great builder out of thee, saith the Lord of hosts. I shall cause you to build for generations to come, for your work is to build. Your work is to stay under discipline and order. Do not become hard-headed, I heard the Lord say. Do not become narrow-minded, for this is not of me. For I will cause you to come into a season where you begin to build, and you will seek financial increase. Things has been tight, but God says things are committed to be shifted. For the Lord says, you will rise to great heights. Do not get into quarrels. Do not get into arguments. This is not of me. Resist the temptation of the enemy to fall into arguments and quarrels. You will overcome oppositions by staying in my presence. Control your emotions. I'm hearing the Lord say this to me. He says, control your emotions. For there is greatness that I have put deep down inside of thee. For I have called you to be a generational builder. Stay disciplined. Stay disciplined. For the Lord says that your dreams shall begin to come to the forefront. For the Lord says, I have placed a strong prophetic gifting deep down within your heart and within your soul. For the Lord says unto thee that this is your time of financial rewards. And you will see that for the next 12 to 24 months that I shall bless thee. And I shall bless the works of your hands. No matter how things look in the world or the economy, I will bless thee if you trust me. For the Lord said this is a season of favor. Stay focused. Stay focused. He says, stay focused and I will reward thee. Stay focused. For the Lord says unto thee that I am restoring your peace. I'm bringing harmony to a family conflicts. I'm restoring harmony. I'm restoring peace, even in your living condition. Thank you for moving in faith. Now follow my instructions, because I have something else that I want to get into your hands. God bless you. What a powerful word. What a powerful, powerful word. Now I have another gift that I want to get into your hands, and this is what I need for you to do for me. I need you to go to my website. I have two websites. Bishop Berrien is under construction. But another website, I want you to go there and fill out a special form, because I want to get you a powerful prophetic word into your hands that is going to bless you. But also I want to make sure that you did receive this prophetic word. You're blessed. I want you to go to Global. That's G-L-O-B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. That's globalpnet.com. Once again, that's globalpnet.com. That's G as in God, L as in Larry, O as in opportunity, B as in Betty, A as in apple, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, E as in excellent, T as in Tom.com. God bless.